Let's talk racing right now. Big weekend of racing ahead at both Rosehill, Flemington, and of course at Eagle Farm as well. Our SEN track analyst Chris Nelson is on the line. Morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Matty. It's another big one. It seems to be the case every week. We've got Group 1s in two states. You mentioned the Tanqueray. We've got the Vinery Stakes also. Really, I'm interested in is Race 5. It's the Roy Higgins over 2,800, but we see Goldman and we see Sulcombe. Now, those horses will be both very, very important horses come Melbourne Cup time. So keep an eye on those on Saturday.
Okay, so the Roy Higgins, it's over 2,600, isn't it? So we're not going to get a tip out of that, but Goldman would be favourite, Waterhouse and Bott, that connection. So we've got 10 horses in that race. Yeah, that's an interesting one, isn't it, looking further ahead to later on in the year?
It is, because Goldman's going very well. He's had the two starts this prep for two really good wins. And Sulcombe's the horse that everyone expected to just, you know, set the world alight. But he's had those two runs in Sydney. And he hasn't really done a lot, but now he gets up to a more suitable trip. So I'd expect to see a big improvement from Sulcombe on Saturday. One trained by Chris Waller, that's Sulcombe, and the other one, Goldman's, trained by Waterhouse Bott. So, yeah, very exciting race, that one. I couldn't split them. That's why I haven't had a tip in the race.
I don't know if you've seen the news before we get to the tips, but Shane Dye's been quoted in the papers this morning saying, look, you know, jockeys, leading jockeys like J-Mac and co., in his words, absolute idiots for riding midweek. Now, this has come off the back of some pretty heavy falls over the last few weeks and fatigue being blamed on that. Well, what do you take out of that? I mean, RS Dye has always been forthright with his opinions, and he's doing so again. But the issue here is, should leading jockeys just turn around and say, listen, I don't have to race midweek, so why should I put myself in that position? According to Shane Dye, you only get two things. You either get hurt or suspended.
Yeah, look, he's got a point. He has. I mean, in this day and age, there's so much racing. We're at saturation level with racing. And the jockeys, a lot of the jockeys just don't want to miss that opportunity. The one ride that they miss could be a future champion, and then they're never going to get a chance to ride the horse again. But that's not the case, probably, with the guys like, you're talking the top echelon there, such as J-Mac and co. I don't think not riding a few midweeks is going to make any difference to their position with particular stables and whether they get rides or not in races. So I think Shane's got a fair point there, and we've seen it happen with J-Mac being suspended, etc. So, yeah, Shane Dye is always good for an opinion, and I love that. That's what it's all about, opinions. You don't have to agree. You don't have to disagree. But I can see his point there, and I think it's a valid one.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Righto, let's get down to the tips. We'll start at Rosehill, as we mentioned, a couple of big races here on the card on Saturday. But let's get your tips for race 4, the Selwood Stakes over 2,000.
Yeah, I'm going here with number 6, and that is Zarek. Now, Zarek's last start was an absolute cracker. He made a ton of ground from the back of the field. That was in the Sky High over 2,000 here at Rosehill. That was a couple of weeks ago. Stays at the 2,000 metres, but gee, I reckon he's racing really well. He had a bit of a struggle last preparation. Went around in some stronger races, but Hawke's team have him right on song here. He ran second to Protagonist, another one of the William Haggis stayers. But gee, he was really fine in the light, and that came off a win first up in a benchmark 100. So I think he's in form. He finds a very suitable race, and he will be absolutely charging to the line. So Zarek, pretty confident. Race 4, number 6.
What about race 6, the Emancipation Stakes?
Yeah, I've got one here at odds, Matty. Really good odds. And that's number 14. Bit of a forgotten horse, ooh, I think, here. Fine Point. Now, Fine Point's trained by Chris Waller. Regan Bayless will take the ride. Just the 11 starts, 4 wins, 5 placings. I didn't mind that first up run at all. Ran third at Rosehill behind Mautai. That was over 1350. That was a couple of weeks ago. That race was run basically to trot and canter. You and I could have probably beaten some of those leaders. Well, maybe, well, maybe not I. Well, maybe you. They went so slowly. They gave the back markers basically no chance. Now, Fine Point sat 1-1. J-Mac peeled out on the home turn, and he looked like he'd go straight. Well, she looked like she'd go straight past them, but she just couldn't. The way the race was run, mathematically, it was impossible. And I thought her effort to hold on and run third, beaten just under a length and a half, was a very, very good one. So at the odds, I think he's way overs on Saturday. Have something each way, number 14 in race 6, Fine Point.
Okay, number 14. We go all right, mate, until it'd either be the calf or the hamstring, or probably both. That's what would get us over the distance. Your thoughts then, obviously, you don't have to tip these if you don't want, but your thoughts around the Vinery Stud Stakes, which is the next, race 7, and the Tancred Stakes, as I mentioned, Gold Trip in that, Vow and Declare, Knight's Order, Stockman. I mean, there's some big, big name horses that a lot of Australian regular punters would obviously know, and those that just tune in once a year, the Melbourne Cup in particular, would have heard of. So your thoughts around the Vinery and then the Tancred?
Yeah, look, the Vinery is all about prowess, and this is the visiting Kiwi filly. She's had 8 goes for 6 wins over there. She's won her last 4 on the trot, and she looks better than these. So if the same horse that's been running in New Zealand in that form shows up at Rosehill on Saturday with Mark Zara to ride, you think she's the one to beat. Roger James is a co-trainer there, and look, he's brought many, many horses to Australia over the years, and they've all run very, very well. So I would expect Prowess is anywhere near right would beat those in the Vinery Stud Stakes. Gee, the Tancred, you set me a task here, Matty. Mm. These horses, I find them hard to catch, a lot of these. Look, Gold Trip was pretty good in the Randvet, beaten 7 lengths behind Dubai Honor, who, of course, won by a space. Look, I think he'll improve, obviously, with the step up in distance. And that's the same with Bow and Declare, etc. So maybe those two. I can't say I've done a lot of form on the race because I looked at it and thought, this is too hard. I'll wait till later. I put it in the too hard basket. Montefilia right down the bottom is probably getting close as well. So Maybe around those three, Gold Trip, Bow and Declare, Montefilia, it shouldn't be too far away.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? It's a tough one over the distance with that class of horse at this time of the year, so we get a better read as the year goes on. Let's go to Flemington Australian Cup Day down there at Flemington, $3 million feature race, but you've got one in race 4 for us, the Hoisted Handicap.
Yeah, number 2 here, the Bopper. He has been absolutely flying of late. In his last start, 5th at Randwick behind Passive Aggressive, and that was, of course, in the Group 2 Challenge Stakes, was a very, very good performance. Now, you know what you're going to get from this horse every single time. He'll get back off the speed, and then he'll produce an absolutely massive finish. He did that to win at Eagle Farm, 2 starts back, beating Rubiquitous. We saw Rubiquitous come out and win at Eagle Farm last Saturday. So that form line strong. And look, that race, he ran 5th in last start. We're talking about Passive Aggressive winning the race, Giga Kick running 3rd, Remark running 4th. So that is a very, very high-class field. And look, he has been down the Flemington straight, and he has finished 4th. And it was a good 4th much earlier in his career. So I think the Bopper, very hard to beat. Race 4, number 2.
With D. Oliver at the age of 50 on board. So the Australian Cup, race 7, over 2,000 metres. As I mentioned, $3 million. Some very, very class horses in this one.
Yeah, and I'm going here with Cascadian from the James Cummings stable. Obviously, the Godolphin set up there. I just thought his run last start was a very good one. I'm waiting for my computer screen to click over here. We'll get to Cascadia number 1. Here we go. His run was a very good one at Moonee Valley. He ran 2nd in the All-Star Mile last week behind Mr. Brightside, and he was making up plenty of ground. He was so strong to the line. I think he's got a quick backup here. I don't really see much quick backup form in his past form, but I don't think that's going to worry a horse like him. He didn't have the most strenuous of runs. He had a nice run on the fence. Ben Mellon was able to get him out in the straight and he ran on solidly. So I don't think it was a gut buster. 3rd up, he'll be peaking. 2,000 metres is perfect for him. So on with Cascadian in the Australian Cup.
All righty, Cascadian there. And then Eagle Farm, race 1. Are you going number 1 here? I've got a feeling you might be thinking about Felix the Scat. Have I read you right again?
You read me right once again, mate. You're very, very good. Yeah, look, he was a horse that the jury was out his first 2 runs. That people have said he's pretty good. He goes all right. He hadn't done a lot, but he returned to racing at Doomben on the 25th of February, and that was the horse that obviously he'd seen or he'd shown, the form he'd shown back home, because he just brained them. He raced away to score there by 4 lengths. He rounded them up on the home turn and cleared out. And the format of the race has been quite strong. Interesting runner number 3, Bobby Shiraz, Bjorn Baker, Jimmy Orman. One trial in Sydney. Won the trial. I thought the trial was okay. There was a horse running on beautifully into 3rd or 4th that day, and it came out and won on the Kensington track yesterday. So the format of the trial is good, but Bobby Shiraz is also accepted at Rosehill, and at this stage is scratched from neither meeting. So I don't know where Bobby's going to show up, but I'll be with Felix the Scat, number 1.
Yeah, I'm on the Felix as well. Good on you, Chris. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Matty.